بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, from the beginning of the month of Ramadan, and especially now since the start of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, each and every one of us has been searching for the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love, the closeness, the connection, that link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in reality, this is something that we should be aspiring for. We should be desirous of, we should be striving to attain. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ You see, in Quran, over and over again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laments that insan has tasted the sweetness of dunya. He's already experienced the pleasures and the joys of dunya, whether it be the fast cars, the beautiful homes, the exotic destinations, the holidays overseas, the different delicacies and food that we consume. So insan has tasted the sweetness of all of this. But when is he going to lift his head up and now taste the sweetness of my muhabbat, my love, my care, my compassion that I have for him? When is he going to search for this? That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ That those who make an effort, those who strive, those who are searching, should search for this. This is the goal, this is the objective, this is what we are looking for. I say in dunya, a person has a cup of tea. No matter how well that cup of tea is brewed or boiled, but if that one teaspoon of sugar is not added into it, there's no joy. There's no taste. And leave alone having a second or third cup, person can't even finish the first one. Because there's no sugar inside. Allah forgive us, person goes to a janazah, mayyat house also. And the tea is served. And there's no sugar. So he'll tap that young boy and say, "By after you read your quls for your father, please go in the house and bring the sugar. Because we can't enjoy this tea otherwise. The tea will sit, nobody will drink it." So they say that in dunya, if we can't enjoy one cup of tea without sugar added to it, then how are we going to enjoy our life in this dunya without the creator of sugar? If we don't get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our heart, into our lives, we don't make Allah the focal point, then how is a person going to enjoy itminan, contentment, peace, happiness, serenity, safety? In this life of this world, it will also become unenjoyable. Then there'll be trouble, there'll be difficulties, challenges. Yes, that will come. But a person who has that connection, that link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he knows how to navigate through these challenges of life. So especially now as we reach the end of the month of Ramadan, two things for us to bear in mind. One is that we find throughout the lives of our pious predecessors, from the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum till our akabir, whatever a'mal, whatever good deeds Allah gave them tawfiq of doing, they had a great amount of fear and concern. That are my a'mal accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? Will Allah crown my actions with acceptance? Or Allah forbid, will these actions be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We know in dunya a person is preparing some speech to be delivered in parliament, in front of the king and the ministers. And how much of care doesn't he take? How apprehensive isn't he anxious? That is my attire correct? Is my posture correct? The words I'm using are correct? And is this worthy of being presented in the court of the king? In the same way, our a'mal that we have done from the start of the month of Ramadan till now, we should have this fear, this worry and concern, that are my actions worthy of being presented in the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's mentioned about Muhammad bin Munkadir rahimahullah, that he was a pious person, muhaddith, he was on his deathbed. And he begins to cry and weep. So his family members come around him, they try to console him, they try to give words of encouragement to him. But he continues to cry and cry and they can't get through to him. So somebody calls Abu Hazim rahimahullah, another pious person. He says, "Oh Abu Hazim, speak to Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir. Try and give him some sort of encouragement. Try and console him." So Abu Hazim rahimahullah says to him, "Oh Muhammad, you have so much of amal behind you. Learning of hadith and teaching of hadith. And so much that you have done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What has caused you to become so anxious and so worried?" So he says to him that just one verse of the Quran keeps on appearing in my mind. وَبَدَى لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ That a person in dunya, he did good a'mal. He performed his salah, zakah, tilawat, whatever it was. But he had those evil actions that he didn't make tawbah from, those old files that were not completely deleted. And he comes on the day of qiyamah and he's expecting that I will get rewarded for my good actions. And suddenly all those a'mal, those things that he didn't anticipate, he didn't reckon for them, He thought those are buried and gone. And now that appears in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he has to answer for it. So he says, this verse is coming into my mind, I can't help but cry. I'm afraid, I'm worried, that my evil has it been, have I made proper tawbah, and my good actions, are they worthy of acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he says this, Abu Hazim rahimahullah, he breaks down, he starts crying. The family members say to him, Abu Hazim, we called you to give this person solace, now you're crying with him. He says, I'm also fearful. Same thing mustn't happen to me, that Allah doesn't accept my amal, my actions. So this, we should continue till the end of the month of Ramadan and afterwards, especially towards the end of an amal, that I have this worry, this fikr, this concern, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must accept my amal. This dua we should be making continuously, that whatever I have done, Allah must accept it, make it worthy of qabuliyat, then only it's really worth anything. Then only will it become valuable and beneficial to us on the day of Qiyamah. So this is one thing. And the second that we should bear in mind is that the changes that we have made, whatever changes in our schedule, whether it be closing work early, we're coming to the masjid, we're making that extra time to open the Quran, take the name of Allah, raise our hands in dua. To some extent, we're putting our needs before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How important it is for us to save these changes. The example they give, a person working on a very important project, and he's got the document open in front of him, he wakes up early in the morning, and he begins editing the document, he's making the changes, he's checking the spelling, he's making additions, subtractions, and hours of effort go into this. And as he completes, and now it's worthy of handing it into the office, or wherever it is, and now he clicks that button to say, and the message pops up that, do you want to save the changes or not? And mistakenly he clicks, no. How much of regret won't that person have? That all this, these hours of effort, sacrifice, qurbani, mujahada, that I finally got this document how I wanted it. But all of that is gone down the drain. In the same way, they say the document is our book of deeds. We know the condition it was before the month of Ramadan. So to some extent, we have made some changes. We've tried to get our salah in order, our tilawat, our dua, whatever evil actions we have tried to distance ourselves from them. But now we have to also press the save button. It should not be after the month of Ramadan that I go back to my old habits, my old ways, and then we're waiting again for the next Ramadan. Then we make some tawbah, make dua to Allah, and the cycle just continues and continues, continues. We don't know, as we heard earlier, we don't know whether we will see another Ramadan. So just these two things to bear in mind as we come to the end. Number one is that we have that fear, that concern, that Allah must accept my a'mal, my actions. And secondly, that we make a concerted effort to save these changes that we have made. Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri, rahimahullah, one occasion, he mentioned to Hazrat Hakim Sahab, rahmatullahi alayhi, he tells him that, O Hakim Akhtar, muttaqi banna bohot mushkil. To become pious is very difficult. It's not easy. It's a difficult task. It's a constant effort. Person is fighting against nafs, shaitan, temptations are there. He's got to make so much of effort. Sometimes a person thinks to himself that to be pious is so difficult. I must wake up for salah. I must make all that effort, come and read the salah. And then too, I must worry that I had ikhlas, sincerity. Did I do it in the correct way? There's so much that I have to take into consideration. It's easy for me to just disobey Allah. So he tells him, muttaqi banna bahut mushkil. It's difficult to become pious. But he gives him, he says, I'll give you an easy solution. Come into the company of some friend of Allah, sit in his gatherings, stay close with him, take his counsel, his advice, his guidance. Then he says, not only will it become easy, but it will become enjoyable also. That struggle now against nafs, against shaitan, will become extremely enjoyable. And you come into the company of the pious. As we mentioned before also, we are spoiled for choice. The mashayikh and the caliber that Allah has given us in our country and in our town also. The ahlullah, the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In this masjid, we have Hazrat Maulana who is here. And other masajid also, so many programs that take place for us to attach ourselves with these pious people. Come into their company, ask their advice, their guidance, attend their majalis, their programs, and then we see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a change in our life. Allah give us tawfiq. Page 24.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبضن ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين
Page 125.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى سلام على المرسلين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 الله
Allah, 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 Allah,
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله علانيته وسره اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات رب اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان وجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا خالق السماوات والأرض يا إلهنا وخالقنا ورازقنا يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات Oh my most beloved Allah, most kind Allah, most compassionate Allah, most caring Allah, most tolerant Allah. Oh my Allah, lakal asma'ul husna was sifatul ula. Oh my Allah, you are so kind my Allah, so merciful my Allah. Oh my Allah, you dearly love to forgive, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you love showering your mercy upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh my beloved Allah, oh my Allah, we have raised our hands on this night of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, this could be the night of Qadr, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have come with broken hearts and broken deeds, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, our lives are broken, our actions are broken, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have become lost, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have become lost, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded us to listen to Quran, we listen to music, my Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded us to lower our gaze, we lifted our gaze, my Allah. Ya Allah, you commanded us not to lie, we spoke lies, my Allah. Ya Allah, every command of yours we have broken and destroyed, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have oppressed ourselves, my Allah. But oh my Allah, we know we have you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard of your mercy, my Allah. We have heard of your forgiveness, my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us, oh my Allah. Oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, forgive us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, don't leave a single guna of ours, my Allah. Forgive us for each and every sin of ours, oh my Allah. The sins of the night, the sins of the day, the sins committed knowingly, those committed unknowingly, my Allah. Ya Allah, every time we made tawbah and broke our tawbah, my Allah, forgive us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, it is absolutely nothing for you to forgive. It will not cause any shortage in your treasures, my Allah. Oh my Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, become happy, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you will see us going into Jannah if you forgive us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have wronged ourselves, my Allah. We have oppressed ourselves, my Allah. We have made a mistake, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are turning to you to say we are sorry, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are sorry, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we won't make those mistakes again, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are ready to change our lives, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are ready to come into your obedience, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. Oh my Allah, we are tired of living lives of guna and sin, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are tired of living lives breaking your commands, my Allah. My Allah, we know there is no enjoyment, there is no goodness in it, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are just deceiving ourselves each time we break your command, my Allah. Oh my Allah, but your compassion, your tolerance, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you wanted when we were disobeying you, you could have destroyed us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you could have sent a thunderbolt from the sky and crushed us, my Allah. But Ya Allah, you had pity on us, my Allah. You tolerated us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you tolerated us. You still gave us your ni'mats and bounties, my Allah. We abused our eyes, you never took them away, my Allah. We abused our hands, you still gave us the use of our hands, my Allah. We walked to haram, you still kept our legs and feet intact, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, how many bounties and blessings of yours that we are enjoying every day, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we make shukr to you for each and every blessing of yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, for the life you gave us, for these limbs that you have given us, my Allah. For our faculties of hearing, of sight, of speech, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, for every organ in our body, oh my Allah. How many people are in a hospital, my Allah? They're suffering because just one organ doesn't work, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, you gave us hearts and kidneys and all, every other limb and organ of our body, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we didn't have to pay for it, my Allah. We didn't have to ask you for it. Oh my Allah, but you continue giving us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give us food every day, my Allah. You have given us roofs over our head, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, what beautiful homes you have given us, my Allah. You have kept us so comfortable, oh my Allah. Despite us breaking your commands, my Allah, you still take care of us, oh my Allah. Oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, we make shukr to you for our homes, my Allah. For our cars that you have given us, for our families, our wives and children, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you concealed our gunas and sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you exposed us, our own wives would have run away from us, my Allah. Our own children wouldn't have looked at us, my Allah. No one would have wanted to keep company with us, oh my Allah. But you made satari, my Allah. You concealed us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to continue to make our satari, my Allah. Don't disgrace us, oh my Allah. Don't disgrace and expose us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, conceal our faults and gunas and sins, oh my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, conceal it, my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, don't disgrace us in front of the people, oh my Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, don't disgrace us in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, that they will have to stand before you, my Allah. In dunya we hid and we committed sin, my Allah. We thought no one was watching us, oh my Allah. Oh may Allah, we deceived ourselves, may Allah, we made fools of ourselves, oh may Allah. Oh may Allah, we forgot that you are watching us, may Allah. We forgot the angels are recording everything we do and say, oh may Allah. Oh may Allah, but still we have hope in your mercy, oh may Allah. We have hope in your maghfirat and your forgiveness, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard that you love to forgive, may Allah. Ya Allah, you love when we express our weakness before you, may Allah. Oh may Allah, we are the weak part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much dua wanna be made for us, oh may Allah. Oh may Allah, don't disappoint him in his dua, may Allah. Forgive us, oh may Allah. Forgive us, oh may Allah. Forgive us, oh may Allah. Oh may Allah, forgive our wives, oh may Allah. Whatever mistakes and errors they have made, may Allah, you make the complete maghfirat, oh may Allah. Oh may Allah, grant them the strength of iman, the courage and himmat, that they will run our homes according to the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh may Allah, keep them with afiyat, with sihat, with salamat, with izzat. They free us to come in your path, oh may Allah, to come to the masjid, to sit for these programs, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, you give them jazai khair, oh may Allah. Give them taraqi, increase them in your muhabbat, your ma'rifat, in your closeness, oh may Allah. Oh may Allah, take care of our children, oh may Allah. Oh may Allah, every parent has that worry and concern. What is going to happen to my son? What will happen to my daughter in the future? Oh may Allah, but you are in control, may Allah. You take charge and take care of them, oh may Allah. Protect their iman, protect their aqaid and their beliefs, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, protect them in their future, may Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, secure for them, Ya Allah, your muhabbat, your closeness, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, keep them on a sirat al-mustaqim, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, save them from the fitnas of shaitan and dajjal, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, protect them from all harm, all shar, all evil, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our children, our grandchildren, our progenies till the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, save us from irtidad, may Allah. Save us from losing our iman, oh may Allah. Oh may Allah, save us from losing our aqaid and our beliefs, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, continue to show us what is haqq, oh may Allah. Ya Allah, it has become so difficult, oh may Allah. You become our guiding light, oh may Allah. Guide us towards those things that will please you, oh may Allah. Oh may Allah, if you will leave us, what will happen to us, may Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know where and where we will go to, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. Oh my Allah, take pity upon us and hold our hands and guide us towards you, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, give us tawfiq of following the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, allow us to make akhirat our goal, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got involved and engrossed in dunya, may Allah. Our fikr is our homes and our cars and our businesses and our investments. Oh may Allah, you promised us if you will make your deen our concern, you will take care of our dunya, oh may Allah. Oh may Allah, oh may Allah, grant us tawfiq to make our akhirat our goal and our objective, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, take care of our dunya for us, my Allah. Don't cause us to become stuck and engrossed in our dunya. Oh my Allah, open the doors of halal sustenance for each and every one of us, oh my Allah. Make it easy for us to earn a halal living, oh my Allah. To provide for our families and our children, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. Oh my Allah, save us from haram wealth, oh my Allah. Save us from interest and riba, oh my Allah. Save us from those deals and transactions that will earn your curses, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, make our businesses such that they please you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, whatever efforts we are making as far as our dunya is concerned, oh my Allah, you accept it from us, Ya Allah. Make it a means of your ibadat and your worship, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. Oh my Allah, but grant us that ability that we make double the effort for our deen and our akhirat, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, strengthen and protect our iman, oh my Allah. Our iman is weak, oh my Allah. Our tawakkul in you is weak, my Allah. Our taqwa is non-existent, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, one challenge, one temptation comes and we fall flat on our faces, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we can't stand the temptation of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, you pull us towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, pull us towards you in your obedience, my Allah. If you will pull, no one can pull back, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. No one can question you, no one can oppose you. Oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, make the decision of our hidayat, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, make the decision of our hidayat tonight, my Allah. We have raised our hands in hope, my Allah. Give us something, my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us something, my Allah. Our hearts are empty, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your muhabbat, my Allah. Give us your ma'rifat, my Allah. Your qurb, your closeness, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the taluk and relationship with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the hearts of your Ahlullah and your friends, my Allah, that will beat and pump in your muhabbat and love, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah. Grant us deep understanding of the Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us ever abandon the Quran, oh, my Allah. Make the Quran our guide in this dunya, oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, let not a day pass without us reciting the Quran, oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Rahim, Kareem Allah, teach our children the Quran, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, wherever there is Hifzul Quran taking place, you accept it, my Allah. Preserve our Huffaz, oh my Allah. And all those Madaris and Makatib that are teaching your Quran, my Allah. Ya Allah, you preserve and protect them, my Allah. Guide the Asatiza to do that which is pleasing to you, my Allah. Keep the students steadfast, my Allah. Keep the parents steadfast, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us that understanding that we push our children in the right direction, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, make us make those right decisions for them, my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, don't let us ever sacrifice their deen for the dunya, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, Rahim, Kareem Allah, guide us every step of our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are completely lost, my Allah. We don't know which direction to turn, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become our guide and our assistant, my Allah. Become our kafil, oh Allah, become our wakil, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you take charge of our lives, my Allah. Pull us by our forelocks towards you and your obedience, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, whatever du'as each and every person is making, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know the desire and the need of the heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, every person has some pareshani, some worry, something that is troubling him, something that is causing him or her to lose sleep at night, my Allah. Ya Allah, you hear the cry of the heart, oh my Allah. You are aware of every condition, internal, external, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what bothers us, what worries us, what concerns us, oh my Rahim, Kareem Allah. Oh my Allah, from your treasures, my Allah, you remove all those difficulties and challenges, oh my Allah. Make our lives easy, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't test us, oh my Rahim, Kareem Allah. We are extremely weak, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't test us by removing your ni'mat and bounties from us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us increase in the bounties and favors that you have blessed us with, oh my Rahim, Kareem Allah. Grant us barakat in our wealth, in our health, in our time, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah. Make our homes marakis of deen, O my Rahim Kareem Allah, where your Quran will be recited, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be recited, O my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability, my Allah, that our homes come according to the homes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remove haram from our homes, our businesses, O my Allah, from our lives, O my Allah. Grant us pure and clean lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, O my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, O my Allah. O my Allah. O my Allah, we know the month of Ramadan will come to an end. Allah will leave the masjid and the safe and protected environment, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we'll go outside, back to our friends, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, back to our old habits, the challenges and temptations will be there, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you keep us firm, my Allah. Keep us steadfast, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't want to lose whatever we have done in the month of Ramadan. Oh my Allah, only you can help us, my Allah. Only you can guide us, oh my Allah. Only you can keep us steadfast, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, whatever actions, whatever amal and good deeds we have done, you accept it from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we had no sincerity, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did it for show, my Allah. We did it so people could speak, oh my Allah. But still, Ya Allah, you accept it from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, correct our intentions, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Grant us qabuliyat, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, let us do and say and act only and only for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Make us yours. You become ours, make us yours. Ya Allah, if you will come into our hearts, our dunya will be made. Our qabr will be made. Our akhirat will be made. Oh my Allah, make us from your friends, my Allah. Make the decision for our wilayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you. We are undeserving, my Allah. We are very far from it. But still, you can make the decision for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, to the barakat of those that have raised their hands, my Allah. The elderly, the young, the weak. Ya Allah, accept our dua, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us tawfiq to put our needs before you. Oh my Allah, that we don't stretch our hand out to anybody, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, throughout the year, not only in the month of Ramadan, that we ask and beg only of you, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, whatever du'as people have made throughout the world, accept it, Ya Allah. All the khatams of Quran that took place tonight in our country and throughout the world, you accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it a means of pleasure to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make it a means of isal sawab for those that have left this world, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you fill their kubur with noor, my Allah. Remove adab of qabr from them, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us when we will have to leave this world, oh my Allah. Take us in a condition that is pleasing to you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, make our hisab easy for us. Make the questioning in the grave easy for us. Make the crossing of Pul Sirat easy for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us entry into Jannah without any hisab, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, accept our du'as, my Allah. That which we have asked, that which we haven't asked, but we wanted to ask. Ya Allah, so many people requested du'as, my Allah. You fulfill all their hajat and their needs, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick, give them shifa, my Allah. All those with any need, any desire, Ya Allah, which is jais and permissible and pleasing to you, my Allah. You accept it, oh my Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahluh. O my Allah, wa asatiza, O my Allah, those who have taught us the sabak of your love, O my Allah, those who taught us, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you accept them, my Allah, grant them taraqqi, increase them, make them your friends, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep them with afiyat, sihat, salamat, izzat. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Watub alayna, ya maulana, innaka anta at-tawwabu al-rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Brothers, a reminder, tonight is the last odd night. The next time that we'll get this opportunity will be in 1 year's time. It could be the night of Qadr also. Allah has been kind to us that tomorrow is a weekend, tomorrow is a Sunday. Many of us don't have to go to work also. So Allah has given us the opportunity. At least we spend some time in the ibadat of Allah. 2 rakats of salah, some dua, recitation of Quran, the basic a'mal that we are taught. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us, give us a full reward inshallah.